Avery took a deep breath and uttered the spell that she now knew by heart. Within seconds, she blacked out, and when she woke up, she found herself on the floor, her cheek against the thick wool rug. She gingerly pushed herself upright, checked for injuries, and then looked around the room. She had no idea where she was, but the room was beautifully decorated with antique furniture, a huge bed, and expensive Persian carpets. A moment later, she heard a voice, faint but clear.
"Avery, can you hear me?"
She sighed, hating the fact that she could not master witch flight. "Yes, I'm in a bedroom somewhere." A whirling black cloud appeared in front of her, manifesting into the tall, dark-haired Caspian Faversham. He raised an eyebrow.
"You seem to have found my bedroom."
She glared at him. "I can assure you it was not intentional." He smirked.
"The bed would have been a softer landing."
He stretched out his hand and Avery accepted it as he pulled her to her feet. "I'd settle for landing on my feet," she said archly.
"Perhaps you'd like me to demonstrate with you this time? I did suggest it was the best way to learn."
Avery sighed heavily. She had been at Caspian's house, the huge one he had inherited from his father, Sebastian, for the last 2 hours, and was no closer to mastering the skill than when she had arrived. Ever since Caspian realized Avery needed help, he had offered to teach her, but she had resisted. Partly because Avery knew Alex was uncomfortable with the idea once he learned Caspian had made a pass at her, but also because she didn't really want to spend time with Caspian alone. Although she couldn't fault him. He'd been the perfect gentleman, but he was also still Caspian, and therefore infuriating. He'd said the best way to learn was to experience witch flight with him, but she didn't want to. Until now. Caspian spoke again, echoing her own thoughts.
"Avery, I realise you're a stubborn and independent woman, but you really are no closer now than when you first arrived."
He frowned in thought.
"Are you still saying that spell?"
He was referring to the spell she had found in the old grimoire. "Yes, why?"
"Because, as I told you, I don't use one, and neither do most other witches. The spell you found was most likely for witches who are not masters of elemental air, and was therefore designed to help them achieve witch flight. Clearly it's flawed, and you shouldn't use it again. It's hampering your natural ability."
He held out his hand again.
"Let me demonstrate."
Avery stared at him for a few seconds, assessing her options, but had to agree that he was right. She extended her hand and he held it in his cool one, pulling her closer. "What are you doing?" she asked, resisting.
"Not seducing you, just making life a little easier," he said with a smirk.
He placed his arm around her waist so her back was pulled against his chest, his chin an inch above her head. She held herself stiffly, uncomfortably aware of his closeness.
"Now, I want you to feel as I gather the air. You do what you normally do, pull it towards you, and use its energy for yourself. But you need to become a part of it, Avery."
She grimaced. "Yes, I know, but..."
"But you're rushing it. You must control it. I've seen you lift off the ground before. This is a similar process. We are going to the kitchen, which I am envisaging very strongly. Do not resist me."
Avery felt Caspian's power reach out, and the air begin to gather. He pulled it closer until they were wrapped within it, and then she felt its elemental force start to rush through her, her body dissolving into it. However, with the process slowed by Caspian, she was better able to feel how it worked. With a snap, the bedroom disappeared and was replaced by a kitchen. More importantly, she was still standing and conscious. Avery pulled away from Caspian, who still held her lightly, and looked around the room. "Wow! We made it!" he sounded impatient.
"Of course we made it. I'm an expert,"